hit in the air to center field. Beauchesne back. McGuire closing in on the gap with him as well. It's the center fielder, Jake Beauchesne, to make the grab and retire the side. Woodchucks leave two on. Don't put any across here in the fifth. 7-5 the score. We head to the sixth. 8-9-1 do it for Wisconsin Rapids. Matt Brandt, Mason Onati, and Miles Vandenhoevel. Here on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
The season. And the second here on the road. The 2-2. Runner takes off again. On the outside corner, misses for ball three. Onati will get in head first safely. It's a full count with a runner in scoring position for Vandenhoevel. Now the umpires will shift back in their spots. Other than that, two out, two run double in the second. Vandenhoevel a ground out back to the mound in the first, went down swinging most recently to end a 1-2-3-4. Brandt had a leadoff single. And Onati's speed out on second base. White's 3-2 to Vandenhoevel. In on the ground, back up the middle. That'll get into the glove and out of the glove of Serna Jr., I should say. It gets under his glove into center field. Onati's in to score. Another run driven in by Miles Vandenhoevel. It's a one-out single here in the sixth. 7-6, Chucks. I'll bring up Jake Beauchesne, the two-hitting center fielder. Beauchesne, an inning ago, drew a four-pitch walk to lead off the frame and came in to score on that one-out, two-run single from Grayson Schaefer. We'll have a mound visit and a call to the pen here from the field manager, Corey Thompson. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. 7-6 the score. An RBI single up the middle for Miles Vandenhoevel that got under the glove of Val Serna Jr. Makes it just a one-run ball game. Here from Athletic Park, you're listening to Raptors Baseball, a 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we...
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
A new pitcher into the ball game for the Wausau Woodchucks. That's number 10, Carson Plumador, the redshirt junior from Georgia Southwestern State University. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. If you're tuning in on the Civic Media app, thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Raptors baseball. 7-6 the score. Caleb White's day is done. He's on the hook for the runner at first base, that being Miles Vandenhoevel, following an RBI single to cut the deficit of the Raptors to just one. Jake Beauchesne, first pitch from Plumador. One is fouled away, and Beauchesne losing his bat in the process as well. Count begins 0-1 on the Raptors center fielder. Caleb White, 2 1/3, as mentioned. He's responsible for Vandenhoevel, allowing four hits, walking one and striking out five while throwing 52 pitches in his second outing of the season. Plumador threw in that same game that White did on Tuesday at Green Bay, a 7-5 win. He went two innings, allowing two runs on no hits, walking three and punching out two while facing nine rocker hitters. The 0-1 hit up the middle, right to the second base bag. Jake Berkland steps on the bag and fires over to Alexander in time. It's an inning-ending 6-3 double play for the Woodchucks. Raptors add one, though, on an RBI single for Miles Vandenhoevel. We head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. here from Athletic Park. Your score, the Woodchucks 7, the Raptors 6. You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFPR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Back here at Athletic Park, home of the Wausau Woodchucks, Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors in Game 6 of Raptor Baseball for this 2024 Northwoods League season. 7-6 the score in favor of the Chucks. Two up this frame, they got 6-7-8, Jeff Davis, Elijah Alexander, and Max Solis Jr. against the Raptor left-hander Alex Honeyman. First pitch from Honeyman into Davis, misses inside and low for ball one. So far, 6 runs on 7 hits and an error for your Raptors, 7 runs on 11 hits and no errors for the Woodchucks. Woodchucks have scored their runs by putting up 4 in the first, 2 in the second, and 1 in the fourth. 3 homers tonight for Wausau. The 1 pitch is in there for a called strike. For the Raptors, a pair of two-run innings in the second and fifth to go alongside a one-run third inning is where we stand. The 13 combined runs and 18 combined hits between the two teams thus far. 1-1 breaking ball, cut and a miss from the right-handed hitting Davis. Count moves 1-2. Say another run for the Raptors in the top half of this frame as well. An RBI single for Miles Vandenhoevel. 1-2 pitch, bloop the other way. That one is gloved by the second baseman in shallow right field, that being Vandenhoevel, but Schaefer abandoned first base trying to go after that ball as well. So nobody covering the bag. It'll be a leadoff infield single for Jeff Davis to begin this bottom half of the sixth inning. Davis has now been on the base paths in all 4 plate appearances he's had tonight. It's the first baseman, Elijah Alexander. Alexander, a couple of strikeouts, went down looking in the first, swinging in the fourth. Reached on a fielder's choice and came in to score one of the 2 runs in the third inning, showing bunt and makes contact on the first pitch, but this one goes right back to the screen. Count begins 0-1. Close ball game for the Raptors. All 3, as we've mentioned, throughout the week have come by 1 run. Their 1 loss to Fondi on Tuesday, a 7-4 defeat. I should say their loss last night as well was a 1-run game at 4-3. 0-1, runner takes off, showing bunt Alexander. This one misses in the dirt. Pulling back is the hitter in the box, taking off, though, and Davis is able to get into second safely. Solis Jr. on deck. He's had a pretty good night. The 9-hitter, Jake Kirkland, after him. Tomorrow afternoon, Capco Park, a 1:05 first pitch between your Raptors and the Lakeshore Chinooks. Game 2 of a 5-game road stand. 1-1, again showing bunt as Alexander pulls back, check it down on the appeal, Brody to the crew chief Drew Taylor, not go around. 2-1 the count now as that one missed low and inside. Honeyman's outing could be coming to a close here soon. This will be his 50th pitch of the ball game. Another long pause. Here's the 2-1. Showing bunt again. Alexander pops this one up. Back to the screen again and foul. It's 2-2 on the Woodchuck first baseman. Again, Alexander was not used last night. Neither was Davis, who's out on the base paths right now. But Davis drawing a six-pitch walk in the first, bunted for a hit in the third. Reached on a drop third strike in the fourth. Now a base hit here. In a key impact to the middle of this Wausau order tonight, the 2-2 coming here from Honeyman with 9 on the pitch clock. That one misses high for ball three. An inning ago, one of the few zeros, one of two zeros thrown up on the scoreboard by Raptor pitching tonight. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on as the 3-2 foul back. An inning ago, the Raptors didn't leave anyone on, but an inning-ending double play. 6-3 hit into by Jake Beauchesne. Cap off there. One run on two hits. 3-2 again. This one speared on the ground right side near the second base bag. It's the second baseman, Vanden, who will come get it. The throw to first, dug out by Schaefer, but not in time. Alexander beats it out. It's his first hit of the night. They're on the corners with nobody out in the home half of the sixth for the catcher, Max Feliz Jr. Solis Jr., 2-for-2 in three plate appearances this evening. A two-run single with two down to cap off a four-run first inning. Had a base hit back in the third as well. He most recently walked in inning number four. Played first base last night, did Solis Jr. Gets the chance to throw down the signals to the Woodchuck pitching staff on this Saturday evening. First pitch to him. Hit in the air to left field. McClanahan back at the wall. If it's fair, it is gone. And that one lands into the Woodchuck bullpen. Max Solis Jr. leaves the yard. The fourth home run for Wausau makes it a 10-6 ball game. Third hit of the night for Solis Jr. And it's the 14th as a team for the Woodchucks. That 304 left field line. Landing in to the stable line by the Woodchuck relief pitchers. Nobody on, still nobody out in the sixth for the right-handed hitting shortstop, Jake Berkland. First homer of the season for Solis Jr. Berkland showing bunt on the first pitch, makes contact, pops this one up foul down the first baseline, though. Berkland, a trio of flyouts tonight. Blew out to Max McGuire in right field in both the first and third innings. Most recently, a flyout and a diving grab made by Jake Beauchesne to end the fourth inning. At the time, saved a run for the Raptors. Honeyman's 0-1. A breaking ball that's in there for a called strike. Nothing at two, the count here on Berkland. Top of the order with Jake's older brother, Drew, in the on-deck circle, looming for the fifth time around tonight for Wausau. Here comes the 0-2. Check swing in the dirt. Did he go around on the appeal? No, says the crew chief, Drew Taylor. Now 1-2. Raptors going to have to mount another comeback here tonight. The 1-2. This one hit on the ground, right side. Sliding grab by Vanden Heuvel on the backhand. He'll regather and throw to first in time. Nice looking play there from the Scottsdale, Arizona native, Miles Vanden Heuvel, for the first out of this bottom half of the sixth inning. I'll bring up Drew Berkland for the fifth time tonight. Berkland hit by a pitch and later came in to score on the home run in the first. An RBI single he had in the third, but he will not get to see Honeyman again. Another call to the bullpen for Raptor pitching coach Mike Spears. It'll be the third arm used tonight for the Raptors. We'll be back here in just a couple minutes from Athletic Park. Another home run in this sixth inning coming for Wausau. A three-run blast for Max Solis Jr. The Woodchucks lead the Raptors 10-6 here on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Pierce Bowles, the new pitcher in for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. 10-6 the score. We're still in the bottom half of the sixth inning with one out for the Woodchuck batting order. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here in WFHR. Bowles in relief of Alex Honeyman, and with nobody out on the base paths, the southpaw's line is complete. He threw 2 2/3 innings, allowed 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts across 58 pitches. Bowles worked on opening day out of the bullpen, throwing 39 pitches and actually got the win against Fondi. Faced 8 Doc Spider hitters, threw an inning of 2/3, walked 3, struck out 4, did not allow a hit or a run as the first pitch into Drew Berkland from Pierce Bowles misses for ball 1. Bowles, a Covington, Louisiana native, a 6'3 freshman. His 1-0 pitch misses low as well. 2 balls and no strikes now on the Woodchuck center fielder. When we get to the 7th, 3-4-5. For the Raptors. Righty, lefty, righty, McGuire, McClanahan, Schaefer. Here's the 2-0. That fastball misses low as well. Now 3-0 on Berkland. We look across the Northwoods League once again, updating the scores on the first Saturday of this 2024 summer season. 3-0 pitch, misses down and out. A 4-pitch walk drawn by Berkland. It's the third time he's aboard this evening. Prior to looking across the Northwoods League, when the Raptors return home next weekend, if you're looking for a place to stay out of town and you want to catch the homestand, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-leg companions. Big city quality, small-town values, at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. It's the second baseman, Val Serna Jr., taking ball 1 from Bowles. Serna Jr., along with his 2-run moonshot back in the first, as the 1-0 pitch misses as well low from Bowles. Grounded out 3 unassisted over to Grayson Schaefer in the second, reached on a 6-pitch walk in the third, and in his last time up, flew out to Max McGuire in right field, or I should say left field, and McClanahan back in the fifth. The 2-0. That one misses up and out. 3-0 now on Serna Jr. Bowles still looking for his first strike out of the pen. A 4-pitch walk to Berkland. Now the 2-hitter Serna sits ahead with a 3-0 count. 3-0 pitch is on the outside corner. A fastball dotted by Bowles for a called strike. 6 runs on 7 hits and an error for the Rafters. 10 runs on 14 hits, no errors for the Woodchucks. We sit here with 1 out and a runner on in the bottom half of the 6th inning. Bowles is 3-1. Hit on the ground right side. Vandenhoeven will glove it to 2nd, 1. Onati to 1st. Not in time. That one gets under the glove of Grayson Schaefer. But Serna is down after hitting the first base bag, was grabbing his hamstring. A scary sight for the Woodchuck second baseman. It'll go down as a 4-6 fielder's choice. Out at 2nd is Berkland, but the concern on the field right now is for the Woodchuck 2-hitter, Val Serna, who's now getting to his feet. See the athletic trainer and another staffer of the Woodchucks down the first baseline. Weren't able to get there in time before Val got up under his own power. You see the skipper as well, Corey Thompson, trotting over. If you're just joining us, the Woodchucks got out to a hot start in the bottom half of the first inning. The second baseman, Serna, being checked on right now, hit a 2-run homer with a runner on and nobody out in the bottom of the first inning. 2 more runs came in to score on a 2-run single with 2 down for Max Solis Jr. From there, the Woodchucks added 2 in the 3rd. A solo homer from Cooper Vance to lead off the inning, and an RBI single from Drew Berkland. As Serna Jr. appears to be coming out of this ballgame. They'll lead off with the walk-off with the trainer and Corey Thompson. So we'll wait for his replacement and continue to talk about the scoring in this game. Wausau's 7th run came in the 4th. That off. Haley coming in to score. Dylan Cody, the new runner, into the ballgame for the Woodchucks. A round of applause given to Serna, making his way off the field. And now 3 runs in this inning off a 3-run jack from Solis Jr., his 3rd hit of the night. Cody out on 1st. And it'll be Max Galvin in now. And for Dylan Cody, he's played in 3 games this year, the redshirt freshman from Kankakee Community College. Collegiate teammate of last night's starting catcher for the Woodchucks, Nathan King. A first pitch to the left-handed hitting Galvin from Bowles is there on the outside corner for a called strike. Cody from Hammond, Indiana is 1-for-7 thus far, a 143 hitter in 3 games, the 0-1. Fouled back by Galvin, it's 0-2. That Cody will play 2nd base as well in the spot of Serna. 0-2 the count with 2 down here in the 6th. Bulls set the payoff. Missing low for ball 1. Haley on deck. Vance to follow. Dangerous middle of the order, at least it's been this evening for Wausau. 1-2. This is down and in, gets away from the catcher, Brody. Cody to 2nd on the wild pitch. The attendance tonight in Wausau, just over 1,600 on this. Turned out to be a beautiful Saturday night. And the first of a handful of matchups between the Rafters and the Woodchucks, just separated by about an hour in distance this season. Bowles is 2-2. This one hit hard on a line down the first baseline. It'll stick in foul territory. Dola will do the 2-2 again. Cody will be going on contact here from Galvin, who had a base hit most recently back in the 5th inning. Also doubled in inning number 2. Galvin searching for his 3rd hit of the ballgame. Full set. Here it comes. Hit in the air, left field, softly. That one's going to drop in front of McClanahan for a base hit. Cody's going to score easily. There is that 3rd hit for Max Galvin. It's now 11-6 in the 4th run of the inning for Wausau. A flare from Galvin. McClanahan didn't have a chance. He wasn't anywhere near it. perfectly placed from the Oklahoma State Cowboy, and it'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Jacob Haley. Haley, the seventh batter to step into the box for Wausau this inning. Haley singled and came in to score in the first. Grounded out to Miles Vandenhoevel at second base to end the second. A leadoff homer in the fourth, and most recently drew a four-pitch walk back in the fifth. The right-hander Bowles fires the first pitch to him. It's a fastball that misses low for ball one. 15 hits now for the Woodchucks. The Raptors 7 and a 5-run lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 1-0. Bounced in the dirt, backhanded by Brody. Count moves 2-0 on the Wausau designated hitter. Haley last night had a huge two-run single in that four-run third inning and later came in on the Christian Smith-Johnson RBI knock one batter later. The 2-0 from Bowles. This is down and out, kicks away from the catcher Brody, advancing to second on the wild pitch as Max Galvin. Reno the count on Haley. Cooper Vance, the third baseman, awaiting in the on-deck circle. Bowles peers into Alex Brody, gets the signals. Plenty of time on the pitch clock at 17 seconds. His three-ball delivery. Runner takes off to third. It misses for ball four. The throw down to second, not in time. Getting in head first safely under the tag of Brandt as Galvin, and drawing a four-pitch walk and getting on base yet again. Back-to-back innings with a walk, both coming on four pitches for Haley. Vance doubled and came in to score back in the first. Similar to Haley's leadoff homer in the fourth, he led off with a solo shot of his own in the third. This will be his fourth plate appearance in as many innings. Since that homer in the fourth, popped out to the first baseman Schaefer in foul territory in the fifth. Blew out to Jake Beauchesne and center to retire the previous frame. The first pitch from Bowles is called a strike on a fastball. Vance is the ninth hitter this inning. It's the second time Wausau has sent nine hitters into the box. In an inning in this ballgame, the leadoff hitter of this inning, Jeff Davis, is on the on-deck circle. The 0-1 swung on and missed by Vance. Count moves 0-2. Way ahead now is Pierce Bowles, the right-hander from LSU Eunice at 0-2. His payoff pitch, runner takes off to second, down in the dirt. It gets under the wickets of Brody, trying to take home. The throw to Bowles is not made. Stealing home on the wild pitch is Max Galvin. To second is Haley. It's now 12-6 Wausau. Make it five runs here in this home half of the sixth. Cooper Vance sits with a 1-2 count and a runner in scoring position. One to the count. Bowles working on the first base side of the rubber. In relief of Alex Honeyman, a mid-inning switch. The right-hander came in to face the top of the order. 1-2. Swing and a miss on an inside fastball. Vance down on strikes. Not before Wausau sends all nine up to the plate once again, and they score five times. We head to the seventh here at Athletic Park. 12-6 the score. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Raptors trail it 12-6. We head to the top of the seventh here at Athletic Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR. 3-4-5 to open this frame against Wausau right-hander Carson Plumador. Max McGuire, Tyler McClanahan, and Grayson Schaefer to go to battle here. Five runs in the home half of the sixth while sending nine to the plate. For Wausau, five runs on four hits, no errors, and one left on in that frame. 7-6 entering the frame. Massive insurance for this Wausau bullpen as the first pitch breaking ball misses outside to McGuire for ball one. McGuire has been aboard all three times today. As the 1-0 pitch to him, as a breaking ball swung on and missed. McGuire doubled in the first, led off the third by drawing a four-pitch walk and later coming in to score on an RBI single from Grayson Schaefer. Max then doubled and scored later in the fifth inning as well, also on an RBI knock from Schaefer. 1-1 the count. We'll see if Plumador goes breaking ball again. He does, but it misses low and out. 12 runs on 15 hits, no errors for the Woodchucks. 6 runs on 7 hits and an error for your Raptors in the back third of this game and the first of 5 on the road in 6 days. 2-1 pitch popped up by McGuire, straight back and out of play. Count evens 2-2. Dylan Cody, who pinch ran for the injured Val Serna Jr., is into the ballgame and left. Moving in from left to second base is Jeff Davis. Two two the count, nobody out, top seven. Right-hander Plumador is set. Long pause, his next delivery. Hit on the ground, right side, off the glove of the second baseman Davis. That'll trickle into center field. That'll be scored as a single for McGuire. Now his third knock of the night. He's been aboard all four times. He stepped into the batter's box. McClanahan will be lifted here for the shortstop. The routine shortstop, at least, that we've seen so far, Trotter Boston. You can see a lot of movement on the infield here with Miles Vandenhoevel spending time in both the outfield and the infield. Not trying to get into the mind of Kirk Schreider here, but seeing if Boston stays in the game and goes to short, you could see Onati move from short to second, or Boston could just go into second base and Vandenhoevel could move to the outfield. One way or another, defense will be changed in the bottom half of this inning. First pitch to Boston. That one misses outside. McClanahan was 0 for 3 today. He grounded out to end the first and had back-to-back looking strikeouts in the third and fifth innings. Boston, his first non-start of the season, still finds his way in the ballgame. 1-0, this one hit in the air, right field, down the line, hooking foul. Right near the Raptor bullpen. Boston may have broken his lumbar on that one, heading back to the dugout to get a new stick prior to the 1-1. Forget whether he was the Raptor who broke his bat last night. If so, it's a rough couple of days if you're a bat of Trotter Boston. Last night against Wausau, Boston was in his usual spot in the order, hitting second and was at short. Reached once on an error in the third inning. A run came in to score on that ball in play from Boston. Other than that, a strikeout. Had a ground out as well and a pair of flyouts to end his evening. Count is even 1-1 on him after that knock for McGuire's third of the night for Max and the eighth of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. When we get to the home half of the seventh, 6-7-8, Davis, Alexander, Solis Jr., the same three that led off the previous inning. Plumador set the 1-1. That one misses way outside for ball two on Boston, the Tabor College Blue Jay. 48 games at the NAIA level this past year. Now Boston getting to see some Northwoods League action. Roswell, New Mexico native, awaits the 2-1, pops this one up in the air. That's going to stay in the field of play, losing the mask. The catcher, Solis Jr., he lost it in the lights. This one's going to get down. Plumador loses his footing in front of the mound. He ended up with the baseball, but everybody is safe. Nobody touched it, so it's going to go down as a single for Trotter Boston. First two batters this inning for Wisconsin Rapids are aboard. That's going to get changed real quick, an 8-2 on the official scoring side of things. Nonetheless, the Rafters have their first two hitters of the inning on base for Grayson Schaefer, who has cleaned up nicely so far tonight. An RBI single back in the third, had a two-run single most recently in the fifth. The first pitch to Schaefer. This is outside. Schaefer 2-for-2 in three plate appearances. Was hit by a pitch to lead off the second. One-oh the count. Looking at the bullpen for Wausau down the left field line, or beyond the left field fence, I should say. Used to say in Winterfield, bullpen's down the line as the 1-0 fastball's in there for a called strike. On deck is Brody, Basurto to follow, 5-6-7, the three waiting to go to battle right now for your Rafters. Nobody holding on the runners. A six-run Wausau lead, the 1-1. Schaefer check swing. It'll be foul down the first baseline. Count moves 1-2 on the BYU Cougar. Couple of big innings for Wausau, putting up 9 of their 12 runs in the first and sixth frames. A strong start. So what's kept them ahead, 4 home runs if you're just joining us for the visit, or for the home team, I should say. You're visiting Rafters on the other end of it. The 1-2 misses inside. Schaefer draws the count even here at 2-2. To Lakeshore tomorrow, back-to-back with an overnight stay in Mequon, prior to an off day on Tuesday, and the two straight night games against the Madison Mallards on Wednesday and Thursday before returning home to Winterfield. The 2-2 pitch. Hit hard on the ground, left side, glove by the third baseman Vance. He'll take it to the bag for one. The throw across to first is in time. Bang, bang play at first. It'll go down as a 5-3 double play hit into by Grayson Schaefer. To second is Trotter Boston. That's where he'll stay with two down in the inning. It'll be up to the sixth hitting catcher, Alex Brody, with a runner out in scoring position. Once again, Boston hitting for the left fielder out of the cleanup spot, Tyler McClanahan, so we'll see what the defensive changes are in the home half of this inning. Right-hander set, Plumador's first pitch. This is up and into Brody. For White, mentioned his 2 1/3, his line finished, allowing 3 runs, all earned on 4 hits while walking 1 and striking out 5 across 52 pitches. Plumador's 18th pitch out of the bullpen tonight is on its way, swinging and a miss by Brody. Brody's 0-for-2 in 3 plate appearances today. First plate appearance in the second, drew a 6-pitch walk, went down swinging in the third and fifth. He's got his 4th trip right now. A 1-1. That fastball dotted on the outside corner. Plumador nets the strike 2 call. He's allowed a hit so far as Plumador. No runs, though. Hasn't walked or struck out a Rafter hitter yet. Looking to change that here against Alex Brody. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Brody down on strikes for the third time tonight. It is the first strikeout for Carson Plumador. A leadoff single for Max McGuire, and eventually having 2 on with nobody out. Doesn't lead to anything for Wisconsin Rapids. It's stretch time here at Athletic Park. 12-6 the score in favor of Wausau. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ball game for the Rafters. As we enter the bottom of the seventh inning, that's number 31, Kyle Bender, taking his second outing of the bullpen this season for your Rafters. 12-6 the score in favor of Wausau. Four homers for the Woodchucks. Highlight their offensive barrage tonight. 6-7-8, two up for them here in this inning. A whole bunch of defensive substitutions we got to get to for the Rafters after infielder Trotter Boston pinch hit for the left fielder Tyler McClanahan in the top half of this inning. Jake Beauchesne is going to move from center to left. Miles Vandenhoevel will move from second to center. Mason Onati from short to second base. And Boston will mash short the rest of the way. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Rafter Baseball. Whether you're on the FM AM dial at 97.5, 1320, or on the Civic Media app. Pierce Bowles is two-thirds of an inning for the right-hander in 23 pitches. It'll be Bender, the fourth pitcher in the ballgame in the first pitch. Runs in and hits Davis. Davis has reached for the fifth time tonight. All five plate appearances, he has found himself on the base paths. First pitch thrown by Bender tonight. And a man has been put on base. For Bender, obviously his second outing. The Vacaville, California native from Folsom Lake College. Worked in the opening night loss at Witter Field. An inning, a hit allowed, a run on one walk, and a strikeout while facing six Dock Spider batters. Here's the first baseman, Elijah Alexander, the first pitch to him. This is down and out for a ball. That one gets past the catcher, Brody. Taking second is Jeff Davis. Alexander, an infield single back in the sixth, later came in to score on the three-run homer from the man on deck, Max Solis Jr. Home runs today on the Woodchuck side from Val Serna Jr., Jacob Haley, Cooper Vance, and Solis. 1-0 the count, runner on second. Bender set, here it comes. One popped up in the air, shallow right field. McGuire coming in on it. He'll make the grab, tagging is the runner. Davis trying to go second to third. He'll put on the brakes and head back to second after a strong throw from Max McGuire for the first down of the inning. And for Bender, the 6'3 right-hander, mentioned his time at Folsom Lake College. He had 16 outings for the Falcons this past spring, all in relief. Worked three scoreless when he played Santa Rosa back on March 3rd, allowed two hits, walked one and struck out two. Bender, a former member of the Washington Huskies program out of the now retired Pac-12 conference. First pitch to Solis Jr., skies this one in the air center field. It sends Vandenhoevel back out in front of the warning track to make the catch for the second out of the inning. Tagging from second to third is Davis. He'll get in there safely without a throw. It'll bring Jake Berkland up, the right-handed hitting shortstop of the nine-hitter in this Rafter order. 0-for-4 tonight is Berkland. Berkland had flyouts in the first and third to Max McGuire. Got robbed of a hit in the fourth on a diving grab made by Jake Beauchesne to end the inning. Most recently grounded out to the at-the-time second baseman Miles Vandenhoevel an inning ago in the sixth. First pitch to Berkland. This is low and out from Bender for a ball. Davis is on third after leading off the inning, getting hit by the first pitch Bender threw in this ballgame. Took second on a pass ball, but Bender's retired the last two batters he's faced. 6 runs on 9 hits and an error for the Raptors. 12 runs on 15 hits and an error as well on the Wausau side. 1-0 pitch. This is low and in. Gets by the catcher, Brody. Go back to the screen, and coming in to score is Davis. A wild pitch from Bender. Plates the 13th run of the night for Wausau. Bases are empty with 2 down and a 2-0 count here on Jake Berkland. Top of the order with Drew Berkland in the on-deck circle. Back out of the windup. Bender gets the sign, the 2-0. This is low and out. Pierce Bowles ended up throwing 2/3 of an inning out of the pen in relief of Alex Honeyman. Threw 23 pitches this evening. The 3-0. This is low and out for ball 4. 1 hit, 2 runs allowed by Bowles, both being earned. He walked 2 and struck out 1. So a walk issued to Berkland. It'll bring up Drew Berkland back to the top of the order. Jake's older brother steps in for the 6th time today. Berkland drew a 4-pitch walk back in the 5-run bottom of the 6th. This is his 3rd time getting on base this evening. Bender set. First pitch misses high. Dylan Cody to make his first plate appearance of the ballgame in the on-deck circle. A couple steps off first is Jake Berkland with 2 down in the frame. Raptors trail it by 7, the 1-0. Pounded into the ground on the left side, gloved by the shortstop Boston. He'll elect to throw to second in time, a 6-4 fielder's choice and a putout to retire the side of the Woodchucks. Another run comes in to score on Kyle Bender, a pass ball. Jeff Davis touching home plate for the 13th run of the ballgame for the Woodchucks. 13-6 the score. We head to the 8th inning. 7-8-9, Basurto, Brant Onati do it for the Raptors. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher to the ballgame for the Wausau Woodchucks, top 8. That's Jorge DeCardenas. Andy Yakim, your voice of the Raptors in a 13-6 ball game. Raptors trail it late in the 6th game of 72 in this Northwoods League season. 7-8-9 do it for the Raptors in this frame. Nomar Basurto to lead off as the team's DH. DeCardenas wearing the uniform number 28, just joined the team yesterday, so this is his first outing as a Woodchuck. For Basurto tonight, He's hitless, but he reached on a fielder's choice and later scored in the second, a couple punch-outs since. First pitch, this is outside for ball one on Becerdo. The 1-0. That one's in there for a called strike. Working on the outer third. Carson Plumador's day is done. Working an inning at two-thirds out of the pen for Corey Thompson. Tonight's the 1-1. Cut on and missed by Becerdo. One, two, the count. Eight hits for the Raptors. Taking off that error that Trotter Boston reached on an inning ago as a pinch hitter. As the 1-2 misses out to even it up at 2-2. Six runs on eight hits and an error for the Raptors. 13 runs on 15 hits and an error for Wausau. 2-2 on Becerdo. Grant Nonati to follow. The payoff pitch from DeCardinia. Swing and a miss. Becerdo down on strikes to lead off this eighth inning. First punch out for DeCardinia. To bring up Matt Brandt. Brandt singled most recently to lead off the sixth, also struck out to lead off the eighth, fourth inning, and a 6-3 putout that he hit into to lead off the ballgame in the second. First pitch to Brandt is in there for a called strike. Mentioned for Plumador. Finishing off with that inning in two-thirds and 20 pitches this evening. Allowing a hit, no runs, no walks, and a punch-out. As the 0-1 is fouled away by Brandt, count moves 0-2. Each team has used four arms tonight, and each team has used one left-handed pitcher, the lefty for Wausau being their starter. Edwin Alicia is the 0-2 on the outside corner, is there for a called strike. Back-to-back punch-outs for DeCardinia here in the eighth. Bring up Mason Onati. The left-handed hitting now second baseman started off at short but moved over to second in the bottom half of the seventh after Trotter Boston had a pinch hit plate appearance. Most recently, Mason reached on a 6-4 fielder's choice in the sixth and later came in to score. First pitch misses for ball one on Onati. Kyle Bender, the most recent Raptor pitcher, threw 10 pitches. No hits, but a run came across. The seventh is that one misses for ball two on Onati. Onati's been aboard twice today. Was also hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance in the second. Prior to the 2-0 from DeCardinia, time was called. No pitch. The third base umpire, Keegan Kula. Be down from the Raptor bullpen. Got a loose ball down the right field line, so we'll do the 2-0 to Onati again. As mentioned, the pitchers.